The Good Liars.
The Good Liars.
This is boring.
We're boring.
I will die standing in my boots.
Herschel, I got you some condoms.
What made everyone so weird and sad that they had to come out here?
Oh, Mr. President, welcome to the show.
We are the Good Liars, and we are going to tell the truth. Trust us. Welcome to the Good Liars Tell the Truth. I am Jason Selvig.
And I'm DeVrom Stiefler, and we are the Good Liars.
And we may be the Good Liars, but on this show, we are going to tell you the truth. And today, we are going to be talking about our experience this past weekend at, just guess where it is, just guess.
I'm going to throw out an educated guess, just because I feel like I'm drawing from certain, some information. But was it outside Allentown, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it was a Trump rally. I was just going
it
for
Trump.
It
was a Trump rally.
Oh, yes. I thought you said we were at a Trump rally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Well, that's still the where. That's still the where.
Right.
Yeah, we went to a Trump rally outside Allentown, Pennsylvania. Beautiful Allentown, Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about that today, our whole experience there. It was almost biblical, our experience there. But before we get into that, I just want to remind everybody that you can subscribe to us on Hero Hero. You can follow the link in the description here. It's $5 a month. You'll be supporting us. You'll be getting content you can't get anywhere else. But let's get into it. Let's tell the truth about our experience at a Trump rally. Can you believe it, DeVrom? Another Trump rally.
It's almost difficult to believe that we would have been to so many of these things. I don't even know if I had to guesstimate the number at this point.
27.
27?
That's a guess. I don't know.
33.
No.
Impossible.
Impossible it would be six more than what you said. Let's get into it. We headed to Allentown, Pennsylvania on Saturday. It was a very cold and windy day in Pennsylvania and like all around the Northeast, I guess.
That's right.
And Pennsylvania is kind of like an important state, right, DeVrom? Like
Pennsylvania... It always, if you're a listener from Pennsylvania, it's always an important state. But I'm talking about the election. Just a little bit of background on it. Pennsylvania has 20 electoral votes. It's super important. Trump narrowly won Pennsylvania by 0.72% in 2016. And Biden, amidst tons of controversy, retook the state by a margin of 1.17% in 2020. And I don't know if people were paying any attention at all. You probably heard about all the people saying, when they went to sleep, Trump was ahead. And when they woke up, Biden was winning. Pennsylvania was the state where this was happening the most because, famously, they don't count the mail-in votes until election day. So, of course, Biden got a lot more mail-in votes. What are you laughing at?
I think it's just funny. They're like, of course you've heard that. It's like, no, DeVrom, we have heard that from thousands of Trump supporters that we've talked to. It's not like just random people on the street are probably hearing this information.
That was mainstream news, not just from our sources.
It resonated with me. I've heard that a lot from a lot of different people.
For people who don't know, we have a lot of sources. They tend to be people in line at Trump rallies. But I don't know. I think that was big news for a little while anyway. And that was that's the setting that we're going into the 2024 election. That's what's happening in Pennsylvania. So when we go to a rally, it's kind of intense. And like you said, we were pulling up in the rain and the wind, wondering when the rain was going to stop enough for us to actually get out and talk to people.
Yes, and we did. We got out. We started talking to people. We made our way kind of towards like the front of the line. And I want to say something about the people at the rally when we first started talking to them. They were very angry, and they didn't like us very much at the very beginning. We both did some interviews. And I think equally, people just didn't. I think people liked me a little bit more because I'm a little.
What are you gonna say right now?
More charming than you are,
right?
I have a little bit more charm that I put on a little bit, and I think maybe
you felt that was getting you a little more leeway with these people.
People were less angry with me than they were at you. Yes, but they were angry at both of us.
I don't know if that's true.
It's objectively true.
Jason doesn't hear a lot of times if I'm filming And we're walking away. You don't necessarily hear the things people say about you behind your back.
And I don't want to. I need to protect my fragile ego here. So please don't say them. Thank you.
Ignorance is bliss as far as that goes. It was true. When we got there, people were on edge. I think it was because the weather had just been so bad. And also, it felt a little bit of a lawlessness going. All the Trump rallies feel a little bit different. This was like this winding line, and then you're just kind of like behind a random building.
Fences on either side of us and like a giant pile of gravel. But we've said this before at these rallies, and I know a lot of Democrats want to be like, nobody goes to Trump rallies. Like, he's what a loser. There were so many people here.
So many.
So many people. We got there 6 hours before Donald Trump was going to speak,
right,
and the line was snaking around. There were thousands, if not tens of thousands of people.
I don't know if we ever made it to the front, the very front of the line even.
No.
And so, yeah, we got there 6 hours early. And then by the time we were getting ready to leave, the line had snaked all the way around the huge parking lot. And cars backed up for an hour.
To our car. That's literally where we parked.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that narrative that kind of goes around that Trump is kind of like losing support, at least with whatever percentage of the population that is, at least the people who liked Donald Trump last time, they are still fully on board.
Fully, fully on board. And, DeVrom, you talked to a woman who had some theories, and she reminded me of another person you talked to in the past. We'll talk about it after the video, but she had some theories about like what is going to happen.
We said that the people in Pennsylvania might have their finger on the pulse a little bit because it was such a controversial state last time. So let's see what she had to say.
For the 2024 election, foreigners are going to be sent to your door?
The foreigners are already here, and they're already set up in the phone, and when somebody gives them the okay, they're going to come for us.
Where did you get this information?
Oh, yeah, I can get up
here. Yeah. Did she ever answer that question? Where did she get the information?
She said she got it from news, and then she kind of said,
oh, my word,
that maybe not from the news that we listen to or something like that. It was a little garbled at the end, but she's watching some sort of news that told her that foreigners are going to be coming for everyone. It was so vague.
On the flip of a switch.
Right.
It's like you get the bat signal and they're like, all right, time to go to somebody's doorstep.
But it wasn't even like you're the bat signal. It sounds like, oh, that's like, she thinks it's in no way less extreme than that. She thinks everyone's on like a group text and they're gonna get a like,
right,
go.
Can you hang out tonight? No, I just got this text. I gotta go to this lady's doorstep now.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, I forgot you were a foreigner.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I know we had plans, but
the way that we, it's like even like the words she was using, just saying the foreigners, like it's so vague.
It feels like frighteningly vague. It's like, but so obviously not based on information, but emotions and fear and everything.
So this rally in Allentown, we don't get a lot of opportunities to like break stories, I guess. Something really big happened at this Trump rally, and you were kind of front and center with it. And not only did you witness it, you did your reporting. You saw where this all went.
Right. Sometimes there's I like to look at reporting as like there's a sweater, right?
Okay.
There's a sweater with a thread, and you start pulling on that thread. You don't know where it's going to lead, but what you're trying to do is unravel that sweater. It's like that Weezer song.
But you find the thread, and it's connected to the sweater. You know that. You just said that in your analogy.
Right, but you're not going to know all about the thread until you get it untangled. You see what I mean?
I was just trying to set this up for you, man. I was trying to set this up for you, dude. Come on.
So here we go. We stumbled upon this big old juicy story at the rally.
We got a line cutter.
Line cutter.
Oh, so what happened here?
We've been waiting for hours, and then
in front of us.
So you guys are saying you guys have been here?
Oh, no, they haven't been right here. They haven't been right here, these two.
So you feel that they jumped the line?
Yes, they did.
Unbelievable.
Why did you guys get in line here?
We didn't do that.
We were right behind them.
did they jump in line here?
It's confirmed. Yeah. Okay. The people behind them said they cut in line. The people in front.
Multiple sources. Here for
We're here for peace.
We're not doing a very good job of it. You jumped in right back here.
People here saying they did not cut in line. Other people up here saying that they did cut in line. A lot going on right now. So we have people who cut the line at the Trump rally, supposedly. We're not making any judgments right now. And we are talking to event staff.
They're probably like right around this area right here.
Okay. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Sort of a he said, she said sort of situation.
We've been talking to all the people around us, and all of a sudden, like, these two guys, I'm like, where did you two guys come from?
And I'm not, I mean, I'm a volunteer.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. I have no power to do anything other
you
than...
You could, would you, though? If you could get them out of line?
I'm not going to comment.
Okay. I feel like we may have to deliver the bad news. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you could do that. Just say, hey, these people said you just have to get out of line.
You want me to... To become part of the story? I don't know if I'd be comfortable doing that.
We were in the wrong
Smart.
We've been
savvy.
Here for 2 hours. They said, go over here. We came in here.
Here at the Trump rally outside Allentown, one thing seems for sure. Whether it's lying about the election or cutting your way into the line, lying pays off.
How about that, DeVrom? Wow.
That was a report straight from the good liars on big controversy at the Trump rally.
I don't want to get ahead of myself here. I think that that has a good chance to win the Pulitzer. Like, that was reporting, like, at its finest. You saw something happening in real time.
I just got tingles when you said that. I would accept that if that were to come my way. I'm not going to say I'm expecting anything like that.
For people listening, it was these two guys. The line, like we said before, is massive line to get in the rally. They saw, like, a little opening when people were coming in. We didn't see this. And then they just, like, kind of popped in there. And the people were like, these guys cut. And they were very upset about it. What I want to know is if those two guys, they went in and they went, cut. Like, if you say cut, I think you can cut in line. At least that's in middle school, if you said cut.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That was a rule for you in middle school? You'd say cut?
You have to say cut, yeah.
And then what? Would someone, like, punch you in the face?
No.
You would just say cut, and then people would say, I respect that.
And then you cut. Yeah, you cut one.
That would not have been acceptable in my middle school.
Okay. Well, I was in a very accepting middle school.
Yeah.
Just a little follow-up from the story. Like, obviously, great reporting there. I know you couldn't put all of it in that pretty long video. There, but like the conclusion of that, because I'm sure people are wondering, like, what happened to these guys? They ended up leaving that spot in the line around the people who were very upset with them.
Right, they slowly kind of melted back further and further, hoping to kind of distance themselves from, you know, the people that were accusing them. But I'm not sure how well that worked. I'm not sure you could blend in. These people were standing with each other for hours, so.
I think it's a good strategy, though, because if you go and you cut with them in front of people and they get upset, but you're there for like 15 minutes and the people in front can kind of see that you're there. I'm sorry, behind you can see that you're there. Then you could go back and just be like, these guys are really being really rude. Do you mind if I just come here? And they look like, to them, it's like, it's not changing anything for them.
And then as long as at the very end, wherever they settled, they went cut, then apparently they'd be fine.
Well, we don't know, DeVrom. I guess I'm like kind of taking back the Pulitzer thing because you didn't even ask the question. You didn't ask him if they said cut. So to me, that might be the first thing the committee asks you.
Can you keep this under wraps then? Do you mind not saying this?
So that was cut gate. Is that what you called it? Line cut gate?
Line cut gate. I think you're correct.
And I want to say, all jokes aside, I think that the guy who got really upset, like, probably wouldn't go talk to the staff, but I would be that upset too. Even if they said cut, I would still be upset. It's a very rude thing to do.
So you would be upset. That's what I'm saying. If someone said cut, that was my point, was that people would be upset. I wasn't saying they should resort to violence, but I think if someone walked up to me, said cut, I would be pretty upset.
All right. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Anyway, that being said, we continued our time at the Trump rally.
After such a crazy story.
Such a roller coaster. We thought there was even more to uncover at the Trump rally. And kind of going against everything I'd said.
What?
Well, I mean, you don't want to become part of the story as a journalist. Number one rule of journalism is, you know,
absolutely,
don't be part of the story. Don't make the news about you. But we did decide to do something else.
Well, I think we took off our journalist caps and then we put on our comedian caps or whatever. I don't know.
What do you think other people think at the Trump rally when they see us switch caps like that?
They're like typical liberals. This is what they're all
typical
like.
Liberals.
One of the stories from the last couple of weeks was that Donald Trump and Lee Greenwood have a Bible, and Donald Trump made this ad for this Bible, which is like something that is kind of beyond parody, you would think.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, and also the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this God Bless the USA Bible. And I want to have a lot of people have it. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. All Americans need a Bible in their home, and I have many. It's my favorite book. We love God, and we have to protect anything that is pro-God. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again.
Wow.
I guess, like, Trump did not, you know, he didn't say, like, it's his Bible. He was just saying you should buy this Bible. But then it was reported by New York Times that he did get a percentage of the sales.
Of course he did, though. It's so incredibly, like, shameless to just say this stuff. You know, it's so important to just the best Bible. It's such a great book. We've heard him say that at rallies. It's the best book, maybe even better than mine. And then he says, make America pray again, as if he's ever.
I know. But he like said it like he, it kind of hurt him to say it. We're going to make America pray again. We're gonna, right. Like he didn't like it, but he was like, all right, I'll say
he didn't like someone fucking up his slogan here.
He's like, I need to pay these fucking legal bills. You guys should pay for it, you Trump supporters. So Trump was selling these Bibles with Lee Greenwood, selling the Lee Greenwood God Bless the USA Bible, and we thought, this is a good grift. Trump's got a good grift going. We love a good grift too.
We're not as good at it.
We want to be. We're like wannabe grifters. We're not good at it.
We never get money, but we love the idea of a good grift.
So we decided to make our own Trump Bibles and sell them.
We're already at a rally, right? This is the exact same audience that would want a Trump Bible.
We might as well.
Get your Bibles. Get your Trump Bibles here. The good book is now a great book.
It's like the Bible, but better.
This is a passage from the Trump Bible.
And Donald Trump said unto his servants, I shall change the path of the hurricane with thy Sharpie.
Among the listeners was a humble tradesman named Billy Bush. And Donald Trump said unto Billy Bush, when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything. Grab them by the pussy. You can do anything.
That's not a Bible story.
No, it is a Bible story. It is. It's in the Trump Bible. See? Trump Bible.
It's a grift, right?
The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt commit adultery.
Thou shalt put no other person above Trump.
Thou shalt steal.
Thou shalt commit false witness against thy neighbor. It means you can lie.
Would you like a Trump Bible?
Oh, how much are they?
Only $10.
Yeah, we'll each take one.
The good book is now a great book.
How did you feel like that went? How did you feel about that?
I felt like it went fine.
Yeah.
It went fine.
I felt like it was a decent grift. We sold
four.
Some Bibles. You saw BibleForTrump.com there. You can get your own Trump Bible notebook.
This is a grift. That is actually a grift.
And it is a grift because it is empty. It's empty. It doesn't have any of the great stuff, the passages that we wrote for it.
But I thought it went pretty good. We had an angry gentleman ask for a return, and you you really worked with him.
Well, see, the thing is right, we were trying not to, you know, people would offer the money, we would kind of like slyly like give the money back a little bit, like we're not trying to actually grift you like Donald Trump.
We grifted him
good.
Don't say that we're nice people. Don't bring this back to how nice we are. We got to keep our street cred.
But I went lower and lower and lower. I wanted to make a sale here. I went down to $2 for a Trump Bible, and I got an angry return about 3 minutes later. I was fine with making that return.
Because he was upset. There were some other people that were upset. We actually had people call, like a group of people chanting a slur. It's liberal and another word together. It was probably about 40 people in line chanting that at us.
Well, it's lib and another word together. And so it was, yeah, it was probably 20 people were chanting this. And then it was kind of incredible because—
You just lowballed me. You lowballed me. I said 40 and you went down to 20.
I did not hear you. Sometimes I'm just talking. I'm not even listening.
All right, that's fair.
So we were filming that and I heard a guy say, I think his wife said, "What's going on here?" And he said, "Oh, I think that was just, you know, some sort of satire about Trump using his Christian nationalism to control people and make money off of them." Like, oh, whoa. Bingo.
That's right on the money. Well, and yeah. So you were saying that to me in the car, but was it that they were like Trump supporters in there, or was it like some...
Yeah, it was someone in line. It was like someone kind of being like, this is an odd thing that's happening. And he explained it. And he kind of said it better than... Neither of us probably would have, yeah.
Yeah. So we sold a couple Bibles. We had some people say that a woman told you you're going to hell for this.
She said it was blasphemy to sell a changed Bible. I'm not going to say she's wrong. I mean, if you believe in it, then you would say it was blasphemy, right?
I guess. I mean, yeah.
She said I was going to hell. And she did not buy a Bible. So me and this lady, we did not get along that well.
I will say, though, like, we go to these rallies, we've been to the rallies, and we get to know, like, the people. There's so many people selling things there. It's a good grift, or not even a grift. I don't know if it's a grift at that point. They're selling, like, $15 hats or whatever. Who knows how much money they're making?
I don't want to ruin their thing, but just so you guys know, if you go to a Trump rally, you wait till after the rally starts, the hats go down to like $5.
Is that true?
Just something to know. I think they get really cheap once the rally starts.
There was parts of the rally, like I don't want to say like I ever enjoy Trump rallies, but there was a couple moments where I was like, oh, I feel... like I can just be a little stupid with all this and try and have fun. Just try and have a little bit of fun.
Right.
This is one of those moments.
What's the shirt say there?
Kiss my ass.
And if you give a message to Democrats, what would it be?
You're going to lose.
Go Trump.
I thought you were going to say kiss my ass because of the shirt.
Yeah, I could have went with that one as well.
Let me try it again. Hey, how's it going? If you could give a message to Democrats, what would it be?
Kiss my ass.
All right. That's great. That's so funny.
What a willing scene partner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes people are not as cooperative as you would think they would be, or you would want them to be. Some of the politicians we're trying to get a funny moments with, and they're just not as cooperative as you would want.
Yes. Yes. So I want to do a lightning round here really quick about the Trump rally. Now, we talked to some people, and you know what? We do ask some questions that I think are actually valuable.
Really?
Knowing what's going on in the race. Yes, in the presidential race. I would say most of the people, when we asked them what was the most important issue to them, I would say 90% of the people, at least that I talked to, said immigration was the number one issue for them, followed by the economy. And I think that's an interesting way to look at things going into the 2024 election, just knowing where their brains are at, but also...
I can't cite my source, but I think today I was scrolling Instagram and I saw a poll that said the exact same thing. And I thought that's literally exactly what we notice when we talk to people. So,
well, it's literally a poll. It's a question we ask and it's
a poll, but it holds true in real life. Polls work. That's what I'm trying to say. Trust the polls.
It was an interesting day. It was a cold, interesting day.
So after an interesting day. Like Jason said, we headed out.
Okay, so we're driving out of the town where the Trump rally was today. So what was your main takeaway from today, Jerome?
I felt that people, especially when we first got there, were angry.
Yes.
Then it calmed down a little bit, and I would say it ended with another pop of anger.
Yes.
But it was nice to make a little money.
We did. We sold 4 Trump Bibles, which is not bad. Honest day's work.
Yeah. Some people said that it was blasphemy to sell a Bible at all, which we thought was interesting because Donald Trump is selling Bibles.
Literally selling them. So it was another Trump rally, and guess what? We did it. We went to it. I never feel great leaving these just because it fucking sucks. It's depressing.
But it's not that bad to leave.
Always a glass half full type of guy, DeVram. I appreciate that. It's not that bad to leave.
We switch glasses sometimes, I find.
That's true.
I'm a pessimist sometimes, and you're the optimist. There's usually about 1 glass of water between us, I guess, is my point. 1 full glass of water.
Yeah, that's fair. And I want to say, we left, and it was the best thing because we got to go to Miller's Ale House, which is my favorite sports bar type bad food for you establishment.
I describe Miller's Ale House as a sports theme restaurant.
It's high energy. The atmosphere is electric.
Oh, so good.
The zingers there, there's just nothing better.
Our world famous zingers is one of our most popular. Fresh chicken, breaded, deep fried, and tossed in a sauce.
We got an order of zingers as an appetizer. And then Jason smartly, intelligently, built on a wealth of experience.
I used to go to the very first ale house in Jupiter, Florida.
Got a second order of zingers as his entree. I did not. I got something else. I'm still regretting it big time.
Getting a steak at a sports bar?
It was dumb.
Get a burger. I would get a burger over steak, I guess is my point there. So we went to another Trump rally just this past weekend. DeVram, we got to get to the truth of this. What's the truth about our experience in Allentown, Pennsylvania? Even though it's not Allentown, what's the name of the town?
Schmecksville or something.
Come on. Well, we got to look this up. We can't not say the actual...
You can Google it. Google it.
It's actually true. Schmecksville. Yeah.
So, my bad.
He's a good liar.
So incredibly truthful.
Bullshit. Oh. You lied to me.
Wow, you guys are such good liars.
Just a couple of honest Abes working it the fuck out.
So what's the truth about our experience at the Trump rally outside of Allentown in Schnecksville, Pennsylvania?
So as things heat up for the 2024 election, tensions remain high. We learned that again this weekend. In 2021, Allentown's slogan became all-inspiring. Get it? Allentown, all-inspiring.
I just have to butt in here. I know you're doing a moment of truth right now, but like all inspiring is like all then E-N?
All, Allentown. All. They just took the all from Allentown.
Got it. Okay.
All inspiring.
That's not good.
I know. It's not good. And it left us wondering. Inspired by what? You know, inspired by whom? What did it all mean? And we'll find out soon enough as Pennsylvania and other swing states become the focus in the coming months. So many questions yet to be answered. But one thing seems certain. Those guys cut that line. And that's the truth.
Interesting, DeVram. I want to say that's interesting because you did verify it with other sources. But did you see it with your own eyes?
That's not how things work. You can't not believe everything you don't see with your own eyes.
That's how you live. I live my life a totally different way. That's why I believe in ghosts.
Because I have seen them.
I don't know that I believe in ghosts. I don't think I do, actually.
I've seen you say that you do, but whatever.
Well, do you want to fucking get into it? You want to get into it right now?
Take a 1 minute and tell us about ghosts.
There's been several ghost experiences that people have said. People close to me, you know. Family house. We're all up there. It's like out on a lake, far away from civilization. I woke up in the middle of the night and there was a like green thing. It was like when you like stare at a bright light and look away and there's like, you know, your eyes are like whatever. And it's like moving.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing this like green thing going back and forth. And then I like sit up in bed and then it starts moving forward towards me. And I was like, whoa. That freaked me out. I was like, I think I saw a ghost. Other people have said they've had experiences in the house before. So I've told that part of the story before. The other part of the story that I think is very important is that night when I saw that, I had smoked so much weed.
So much weed. I was going to say it. I thought that couldn't be it.
Couldn't possibly be it. No, that's a very important part of the story, though, that I do leave out for dramatic purposes sometimes. America. Well, I want to thank all of you for listening to The Good Liars Tell the Truth and watching. You're joining us on Hero Hero or YouTube. Speaking of Hero Hero, if you want to support us for $5 a month, you can support us on Hero Hero, herohero.co/thegoodliars. The link is right there in the description. We'd love it if you'd support us. If not, hey, no sweat, man. We understand. Times are tough. Inflation.
Either way, enjoy.
But before we go, before we wrap up this episode, Jabram, I have to ask you a question. Do you have any words of wisdom? You forgot.
No. I'm just taking a moment.
I'm just taking a moment to
think about the words of wisdom.
Look at me while you do that.
Rolling downhill is easy, but sometimes you need to roll yourself to the top of the mountain to see.
No, you froze.
See.
I think that's for the best. You're completely frozen. All right, DeVrom's gone. He's gone. And that, you know what? We don't even need to figure it out. He's literally gone. That's amazing. All right, well, that does it for The Good Liars Tell the Truth. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.